Okay, we're in Yirmiyo, Perek Nun. Just three prakim left to the Sefer. Perek Nun is a long perek all about Bavel, all about Bavel. So we've spoken over the past couple of prakim how Yirmiyo prophesizes that Bavel is going to destroy Mitzrayim, Plishtim, Moab, Ammon, Edom, Damesek, Kedar. And finally, we say that not only will Bavel destroy all of those, but Bavel itself will eventually be destroyed for all the terrible things that they have done to Am Yisrael. As we know, all the stories about Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradon and all of those from Bayez Rishon. Who will destroy Bavel? So a lot of this is talking about Paras, Persia, that will destroy. And as we know, Bizman Hazeh looked to where the Babylonian kingdom was, and all of the ancient civilizations. You look there, it's all desolate and barren, and there's nothing left. There's nothing left, and that's the kiyum of this nevuah. Says Yirmiyo, Hadavar asher dibur Hashem al Bavel al eretz Kasdim. What Yirmiyo said about Bavel to the land of the Kasdim, biad Yirmiyo anavi. So again, there's a lot of inyanim that come out of the psukim in this parak. Hagidu bagoyim, bashmiu sunes. Make it loud, make an announcement, and lift up a banner. Hashmiu al techachedu. Don't hold it back. Imru nilkada bavel hovish bel chas merodach. All these are all different names of their avodah zarah. Obviously, Nebuchadnezzar seems to have put lots of idols and elilim, and that's the first thing that Yirmiyo discusses, that they're going to be smashed. Hovishu atzabeha. They will be embarrassed, they'll be dried up. Chatu gilulea, they'll be shaken. Ki ala aleha goy mitzafon. A goy is going to come from the tzafon, that's referring to Paras Umadai, and the Malbim said it's mida keneged mida. Right, Nebuchadnezzar, Bavel is described as a nation mitzafon that will come and conquer Bnei Yisrael, and then a nation mitzafon will come and conquer them. Hu yashis as arzah shel shama v'loyeh yosheba. There won't be anybody dwelling there. May adamad behema nadu halachu. They will all be exiled. Bayam mahema v'isahinu Hashem. In those days, at that time, yavo Bnei Yisrael hema u'Bnei Yehuda yachtav. Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Yehuda will come. When is this referring to? Pasha, some of this parak, as we discussed in the last parak, is referring to the original Shiva Sion, when Bavel was conquered by Paras Umadai, and we were given permission to go back, and some maybe in the future, as we'll see, interjected in between some of the psukim about the destruction of Bavel in this parak, is some nechama to Am Yisrael. But here you have the pasuk that says, Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Yehuda will come back. The question is, Bnei Yisrael, the 10 tribes, are they coming back? So says the Radak and say others, that when Sancheriv exiled the 10 tribes, it was almost everyone. But there were a couple of people from the 10 tribes that were still there, that didn't leave. And when Bnei Yisrael went to Bavel, so they went with them. So when they all come back, those Shirayim, so to speak, those few people that were from the 10 tribes will also return to Eretz Yisrael. Vel Osam Bnei Yisrael, says the Radak. Omer Shagalu im Yehuda Labavel, Vehem Yatsu imahem, Kishalom Ibavel, de Korash Melech Parah. So they will come back on their way back. Good. Yachtav. Halochu vacho yelechu. They will go and cry on their way back. Vez Hashem alokeyem yivakeshu. They will seek out Hashem, their God. Something that they hadn't done in hundreds of years before. And seeking out Hashem. When they come back, they will seek out Hashem. But what's the crying? Halochu vacho. Why will they be crying? So a couple of pshatim. First, the Radak. The Radak says it's a crying out of simcha. Simcha. Misimchasam bishuvam lartzam, they'll be crying. Kiyesh bechi shel simcha. There is a bechi of simcha, kamo bivchi yavau, as I said earlier, and then he quotes two psukim in Bracious, which one of them is clearly a simcha, when Yosef and Yaakov meet each other. So, vayev kal tzavarav, they cry on each other's neck, which is simcha, to meet each other. But the other one, Chazal, have a different shot. The other example that the Radak brings for simcha, when Yaakov greets Rachel, vayishak l'Rachel, vayisos kolo vayev, he lifted up his voice and he cried. So the Radak brings that as, oh, that's another example of simcha. We know that Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes it there, that maybe on a deeper level, that is not simcha. Right? He's upset for two reasons, Rashi quotes there, in Bracious, Parachav Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, in Vayetze. Lefishat Sava, Baruch HaKodesh, She'enem Nechneses, Yimol Kfura. He's not going to be buried with her. Or number two, Lefishat Baba, Daimre Kanios. He came empty-handed. Eliezer, Eved Avi Abba, Hayu Biyad of Nizamim, Utsmidim, Umigdanos, Vanien Biyad Iklum. My hands are empty. Why? Because Lefishat Radef Eliphaz, Ben Esav. Eliphaz came, and he said, I have to kill you, but I can't kill you. So he says, take my money, Ani, Chashav Kames. But either way, his hands were empty. So that is why he was upset. But according to the Radak, that's an example that he was happy. He was happy when he came and he gave a kiss to the to Rachel Imenu. So that's number one. The Radak said it was Bechi Shel Simcha. The Mesudas David here says maybe it was on the way back. That it's a Bechi of Tshuva and Tefillah. says the Mesudas David. B'tshuvo v'sachanunim yelchu, v'es Hashem yivakshu l'shol mimenu, ezer v'derach matzlachas. Right? It's a tefillah. And that's another idea. If you look at the Rinas Yitzchak, always has a beautiful creative pshatim. He has two other ideas. He has here, Yitzchak Sarutskin, he said maybe number one, lefizeh, maybe the problem was, we know the Gemara says in Brachas Dav Dalid, ad yavaram cho Hashem, ad yavaram zukanisa, ad yavaram cho Hashem, zubir rishona, ad yavaram zukanisa, zu kat biyashniya, mikan amru chachamim, reuyim hayu Yisrael, le'asos le'em neis, b'yimei Ezra, kiderach shenasalam neis, b'yimei Yoshua benun. But Israel could have had a nace, could have gone back to Eretz Yisrael miraculously, like we did in the days of Yeshua. Ella shegaram hachet. But the chet, the sin, caused that we weren't zochet to have a miraculous return, but we had a natural return. We had to have koresh. Rashi says, lo hoch ela berushus koresh. V'chol yimei malchei parach nishtabu lehem l'koresh u'lachashverosh u'lodaryavesh. And maybe, says, suggests the Rinas Yitzchak, maybe that's what's going on here. Maybe they're crying because they knew this Mesorah, that they would be able to go back in a miraculous way, but they weren't Zochet, so they were upset about it. Number one. Number two, his other pshat is that we know that so many Jews, most of the Jews, did not come back. Maybe that's what the Jews were crying about. The Jews that went, they realized, lo haya bias kolchem. They didn't have bias kolchem, and as we know from Lamdis, from Reb Chaim, and Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, and others, if there's no bias kolchem, there's a lack of Kedushas Haaretz. Right? That's why the mitzvahs Hatulias Baaretz are not knowing on a Daraisa level. So that's why they were crying, because so many Jews didn't come back, and therefore that impacted the state of the Kedusha. Along the way, he quotes a beautiful idea from Reb Mordechai Pogromansky. He quotes, the Gemara says, Chazal say, based on the pasuk of Mach Hashem Dimo Me'al Kalpanim, that in the future there's not going to be any cries, there's not going to be demos. Lasa lavo yisbatlu kala demos, afilu demos shol simcha. As the pasuk says, Mach Hashem Dimo Me'al Kalpanim. The question is, what does that mean? So he suggests that, isn't it interesting that you cry when you're very upset and you cry when you're very happy? Why the same emotion? How does that work? So he says, deep down, even when we're happy, we cry, we are happy, but we know it's probably not going to last. We know it's not going to be forever, so maybe that's why the crying comes out. Asili pasek, lasa lava, there's not going to be any crying, because it's going to be simcha shel kayama v'nitzchis, and therefore there's not going to be anyone who is going to stop that geula, that feeling, and that's why there won't be any crying in the future. Okay, this is on the way. Continuing, so halachu bachu yelechu, they'll go back from Israel to Eretz Yisrael, and they will seek out Hashem. Tzion Yishalu, they will ask for Tzion. Derech Heina B'Pneim, how do I get there? The last directions. Bo'u Nilvu El Hashem, come and accompany us to Hashem. Bris Olam Losi Shakech, it will never be forgotten. Rashi says here, Derech Heina, Derech HaMakom Hazeh, Yerushalayim Yisavu Pneim, Kishetech Rav Bavel. Right, they will put their faces to Yerushalayim when it was destroyed. And when Babel is destroyed, they will head back. V'yetzu mitocha b'rishayon koresh melech paras. And they will go back with the rishayon, with the permission of korach melech paras. Right? That's once the nation that is in power gives them the rishus, so that changes everything. Right? Reminds us of much later on in history. Right? It's poskim. The Meir Simcha has a famous letter where he talks about that the Gemara in Ksubis, at the end of Ksubis, are the Shalosh Shvuos, which the Vayol Moshe made famous. And the Megillas Esther before him, but based on that, he suggested that maybe there is a problem of setting up a state and going back on Mass to Eretz Yisrael, but Kiman, all the other poskim, did not think that Shalosh Shvuos Gemara had a basis to say that one is not allowed to be involved in the Shiva Sio. Number one, it's an Agadita. Who says it's based on Halacha? It's an Agadita at the end of Ksubis. Number two, no posik quotes it. None of the poskim, the Rosh, the Rif, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, nobody quotes that. So why should I think it's halachic? There's many agaditas. And among others, number three, the part of the Shvua, one of the Shvuas is that we're not going to go back in mass, but the other Shvua is that the Bnei Yisrael aren't going to be subjugated Yosef Midai. And poskim say, or Shlomo Kluger says, it's a package deal. If somebody reneges on their part of the deal, then you can renege on your part of the deal. So even if it is halachic, after the Holocaust, there's nothing to talk about in terms of Yosef Midai. And finally, Rav Meir Simcha says, there's no issue of Shlo Yala Bachoma after the Balfour Declaration. His lashon is Sar Pachad Shvuos. Right? The Pachad Shvuos doesn't exist anymore because there's permission, there's Rishayon from the governments. And therefore, here too, that's what Rashi says happened in the days of Koresh. Derechena, we had a way back, and we went back to Eretz Yisrael with that permission. The Radak here also quotes on the phrase V'nilvu El Hashem. They will accompany us to Hashem. He quotes Rabbi Yonasan, Tirgame Bo'u V'nilvu Yesun v'yitosvun al amad Hashem. They will add on to the Am Hashem. In other words, Gerim. Sheyulvu imam Gerim ba'alosami bavel. We will bring Gerim back with us. Right? The Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim, along these lines. The Gemara says on Daf Pei Zayin Amabez. Amar Rebbe Lazar, lo gigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael, levein ha'amim, why do we go into Galus, levein ha'umos, ela kadeshi itosu alehem gerim. So that we have gerim, it's part of why we went into Galus. The Marsha here says, doesn't mean that that was the whole punishment, we had to go sit in Galus, it means we were supposed to be punished anyway. And it's supposed to be punished anyway, so once we're there, we pick up gerim. Or as the Beis Halevi says it in Parshas Bishalach, really, we could have stayed there and been punished. But if we would have stayed there and been punished, we would have been lowly a nation, and we wouldn't have been looked at as so great, and therefore nobody would have come. They would have come by themselves. Because we sinned and we had to be lowly and we were looked down upon by all the nations. And it's very far-fetched to say that they would come by themselves to this downtrodden country. That's why we had to go into Galus, because it was all our fault. Likapsan. And that's what the Lazehu Shizkabna Ole Ayam Bishirasam. This is what the Ole Ayam. This is why this is in Bishalach in the Beis Halevi. Shamu Amim Yir Gazun. Oz Nivhalu Tipo Alem Azavachar. Midaber Bumo Shchene Eret Israel. Viamru. Right there, they will come and by themselves if we are zoche. It ended up we weren't zoche. Normally Melech says also on that Gemara in Pesachim that we had to go into Eretz Yisrael to bring them back. Says normally Melech Ho'inyan. This is normally Melech in Parshas Yisro. Ki nitzotz hakadosh sheyeshno beumos. This little spark in the umos that awaken and inspire them to convert is very small. They can't come themselves. It's not strong enough. But if the Jews are amongst them, that will light the spark. And that's why we had to go into Galus. Right, a lot of very Hasidic work and Hasidic thought that many say based on this Gemara, though I'm Sachim, on Daf Pezayin. But it's the Targum Yonasan says, maybe that's connected to this line here in Pasakev, in Nilvu al Hashem. Continuing, Tzon Ovdos Hayu Ami, my nation were lost sheep. Ro Ahem Hitum, their shepherds, their leaders, misled them. Harim Shovavim, they told them to go worship mountains in Avodah Zarah. Mehar El Givah Halachu, Shachuchu Ripsam, they forgot where they used to pasture. Kol Motz Ahem Acholum, everybody who found them ate them. Vitzareim Amru, and all those enemies said, Lo Nesham, the enemy said, we're not going to be punished. Tachat Asher Lachatu Lashem. They sinned. Bnei Yisrael sinned. Nevei Tzedek Umikvei Avuseim Hashem. The Malbim says Nevei Tzedek is referring to the Ben Adam Lamakom Mikvei Avuseim. I'm sorry, Ben Adam Lachaveiro Mikvei Avuseim Ben Adam Lamakom. Right, we sinned them both ways. Well, both ways. So to speak, the nations of the world say it's not our fault. But no, Nu Dumitok Bavel, get out from Bavel. Says the Abarbanel and the Malbim, it's talking to Ezra Nehemiah and the Jews. Me'eretz Kasdim, come back. Tseyu, v'yuka atudim lefnei tzon, be the leaders and follow the sheep. Hini anochi me'ir, because Bavel's going to be destroyed. Ma'alal Bavel kahal goyim dolim me'eretz Tzafon. I'm going to bring a nation from Tzafon, right? Paras, Madai, va'arachula, and Misham, and they'll set up against them from there, Tilachid, Chitzav Kigibar Maskil, Vahisa Kastim Lashalal, they will be for totally destroyed, Kol Shalaleha, all the spoils Yisba'u. Why? Pasuk Yud Aleph, important Pasuk. Kitismichu Ta'alzu Shosi Nachlasi. You enjoyed and you were happy when you destroyed my Nachla. Meaning, some Achronim say, the Rinas Kislach among them, that like that Ramban of Parshas Lech Lecha, they questioned all the Rishonim ask, why was Mitzrayim, why were all these Bavel, why were they punished? It was supposed to happen. We were supposed to be destroyed, but they went above and beyond. Above and beyond what could have been, and they tortured us much more. And that's Here, they were happy about it. If you were just doing God's work, you wouldn't be happy about it. You do what you have to do, but you wouldn't be happy about it. Right? That's the message. Also, we know from Mishlei, right? Shmuel HaKatan quotes it in Pirkei Avos, Bin Folo Yivchal Tismach. When you're enemy, you're not supposed to be happy. You'd rather not have to do it. If you have to do it for self-defense, if you have to do it, then you do it, but you can't be happy about it. And that's why Shmuel HaKatan, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, Dafke Shmuel HaKatan was the one to write for Lamal Shinim, because he's the one that lived the life of Bin Folo Yivchal Tismach. Right, what does it mean he says that in Pirkei Avos? It's a pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech. No, he lived that. He lived that through his behavior. And that's why he could be the one that could get the V'lam HaShinim, to write V'lam HaShinim, Lishma, right? Because he's the one that always lived by the creed of B'fol Yivchal Tismach. Next pasuk. One of the few psukim in all of Yirmiyahu that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Bosha imchem ma'od, your mother is very embarrassed. Chafra yoladetachem, and your those who gave birth to you will also be embarrassed. Hine achras goyim midbar tzia va'arava. The Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara in Brachos dav nun ches, says if somebody sees a kivrei akum, a cemetery of idolaters, then one says this bracha. Says the Gemara, let me just find it. Nun Ches Amet Beis. Yeah, here it is. Amar. Let me just find the halacha. Who I said, if somebody sees a Horo Kivra Yisrael, Omer, it's a whole long bracha. Bracha Sheyasar Eschem Bedin, Vizan Eschem Bedin. A bracha that some say maybe without Shem and Malchus. And Kivrei Ovdei Kachavim, Omer Bosha Imchem. Right, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Brachas, when they talk about all those brachas that are very uncommon. Say, if somebody sees Batei Yisrael B'Yishuvan, somebody sees Batei Ovdei Kochavim, but Reish Chav Dalad Yud Beis, Harua Kivrei Yisrael, Omer Barad Hashem Alkein Achlam, Sheyatzar Eschem B'din V'chulu, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, Omer Bosha Imchem V'chulu. Right, it's a special to say this pasuk if we see that. Rav Nevinzal discusses, because that's something that's going to be forever. Jewish cemeteries and those who are not idolaters, one might say even the Chassidi Umos HaOlam, as the Rambam says, are going to go to Olam Haba, so you don't say Boshe Imchem, that you're there forever. It's just those that are eternally there, stuck and not moving, says Rav Nevinzal in Shmos, that is the pasuk that is most appropriately said. Okay, the parak continues, a battle of destruction of Bavel in pasuk Tezvav, Ki Nikbat Hashem Hi Hinak Muba, Kasher Asta, Asula. Exactly that they did, they will have done to them. Kirsu, Zoreya, mi Bavel. Cut it away. Tofes, Magal, Beis, Katsir. Grab the scythe in the harvest season. And again, we go back to talking about Am Yisrael, Yud Zion. Sep, Zura, Yisrael, Arayot, Tidichu. Right? We are a sheep. There are lions around us that are trying to eat us up. Harishon, Achlo, Melech, Ashur. First, Melech, Ashur. Sancheriv sent most of us out. Vezeha, Achron, Itzmu. Nebuchadnezzar, Melech, Bavel. And then Nebuchadnezzar crushed up our bones and finished the job. Lachain, Hashem says, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Elokei Yisrael, Hineni Pokin HaMelech Bavel Arzo, I'm going to bring punishment on Bavel, just like they brought punishment on Ashur. V'shovavti es Yisrael, Naveu, Vira, Carmel, Vabashan, and everyone will, that will be desolate, and B'nai Yisrael will come back. Bayam Mahem Vo'esahinu Um Hashem, at that moment, and some say, the Radak says, this is a short talking about all the way lost in Lavo. The Rabbi now says, no, maybe it's referring to then, as he will explain, what's going to happen. Yivukash Avon Yisrael Ve'inenu, there won't be any sins. Look for sins of the B'nai Yisrael, and there won't be any. V'schatos Yehuda V'losi Matzena, ki eslach la'asher ashir. Says the Radak, it's lost in Lavo, no sins. The Rabbi now says, no, it says, ki eslach la'asher ashir. It's when we came back to Ba'isheni, Hashem forgave us. It's not that there were no sins, it wasn't perfect. Hashem forgave us, and that's why we were able to go back. And continuing the Nevuos, speaking about all the different areas, Yoshe Pagod, and other places, Kol Mechama Ba'aretz, V'shever Gadol, Ech Nigda V'yishaver, Patish Kal Aretz. Bavel was known as the hammer of the whole land, because they destroyed everyone else. And now look, now they're cut off, and now they're damaged. Eis Haisa L'shama Bavel Bagayim. How is it possible? How did it happen? So Hashem says, Yakosh Dilach, V'gam Nokad Bavel, V'at Lo Yadat, you didn't know? P'i Hashem Hitgariz, you started up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, you will get punished from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasach Havches, Kol Nasim U'Pleitim Me'eretz Bavel, the Pleitas Yisrael will come back. Why? Because they'll know, they'll remember that Yirmiyahu prophesied 70 years, and now they're coming back. L'Hagid B'Tzion, Es Nikmas Hashem Elokeinu, tell in Zion, the Nikama that Hashem took, Nikmas Echalo, Hashem took revenge over those who destroyed his temple. obviously we deserved it, as the whole Sefer is about. But ultimately, there is a Nechama that we know that those who destroyed us will themselves be destroyed, as we have said. Pasuk Lamed Vav, Cherev El Abadim Eno Alu. So Pashtus is a sword on those, what are Badim? Rashi, the Mesudas David, Badim are the sorcerers. V'no alu, put a sword on them, and they will be foolish. Cherev al Giborei Avachatu, Cherev al Susav, a sword on all of the sorcerers, the horses, the chariots, Cherev on all of them. V'ayul anashim, they will be weak, the whole nation will be like women. Cherev al Elot Roseo V'uzazu, right? There won't be strength in their armies. So that's what the Pashas is. We know many are filled with Gemara that comes up three times in Makkos, the last stop in Brachas, Cherev el Badim. What's Cherev el Badim? Badim can mean bad bebad, alone. And that is Cherev on those who learn Torah alone, the Gemara says. In Brachas, you can't learn alone. If you learn alone, then you're rejecting the fact that Torah was given to us as a unit, as a team, and that's alluded to in this pasuk according to Chazal of Cherev Abadim. The Sichas Musar of Chaim Shmuel has a sicha about it in Mamar Lamed Vav, also going into the depths of Cherev Abadim, that we have to have we have to be unified and learn together as one. Continuing, Lachain, the pasuk says, Lamed Tes, Yeshvu Tziyim Es Iyim, V'yashvu Babanos Yana, the lands will be covered by Tziyim and Iyim and Banos Yana. These are all different types of animals. If you look at Rabbi Slifkin's encyclopedia, he talks about Tziyim and Iyim, different types of wild cats. There are four wild cats in Eretz Yisrael. He talks about the sand cat, the jungle cat, the wild cat, and the caracal. And the caracal, that's his suggestion of what the Iyim and the Tziyim are, based on putting together Psukim in Yirmiyahu and Psukim in Yeshayahu. They love to live in desolate areas. They can survive a long time without water. Right? That's why it fits those are the animals that are being described, though we don't know for sure. Continuing, Pasuk Mem, Kemapechaz Elokim Esdom Es Amora, just like Hashem destroyed Sodom and Amora. The Radak says it's a little guzma, but either way, that's how Bavel will be destroyed. Keshes Kibikidon Membez Yachziku, but the swords and the spears, hold on to, talking to the enemy of Bavel. Achzarihem Avaloyachemu, they're Achzarihem, they will not have Rachmanis. Kolam Kiyam Yemev Al Susam Yerkavu, they will ride and they will scare and destroy Bavel. The Rambam quotes this pasuk in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim. The Rambam says if somebody doesn't give staka and he's a miser and he acts very meanly and he doesn't have Achzarius, you have to check his ichus. Umi, Yud Beis, Perak Yud Alacha Beis, in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim. Call me Shu Achzari, Veino Marachim, Sheish Lachush, Li Yichuso. Why? Shein Yichus Achzari is Mitsuya Ela Begoyim. Shenemar Achzari Hema Velo Yurachemu. Right, the Achzari, the special uniqueness of a Jew taking in total strangers, as many as they want, you know, whenever it happens. It's a family. Achzari Hema. That's like based on Gemara in Yevamis, Ayintes, Rachmanim, Baishanim, Begomli, Chasadim, the three simanim of every Jew. So the Rambam uses this pasuk, referring to those other nations as Achzari, and that is why one should try their best not to be an Achzari and get over those and channel those mitos. Shamam ala Bavel Hashimam, Bavel's going to hear about this, V'rafu Yadav, they will get weak. Tsara, Hechazikasu, Chilke Yaleida, they're going to start shaking like a woman in childbirth. The last couple of psukim are parallel, almost verbatim, to the psukim at the end of the previous parak. Ka'arye Ya'ale, Migona Yardin, on the Ve'esan, a lion is going to come up. Ki Argia, Aritza Me'aleha, Umi Bachur Eleha, who's going to choose? Who's going to choose me? Kamoni Mi'oideni, who's going to fight me? Who's going to go up against me? No, it's all me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikol nitfasa bavel, nirash ha'aretz, there'll be earthquakes, uza'aka bagoyim nishma, screams will be heard. This is the first of the two prakim that talk here about bavel. What's going to happen? Right, remember, Yirmiyahu is giving this nevuah either before or during or right after, right after bavel destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So that is the amazing power of nevuah, that right when bavel is on top of the world, Yirmiyahu says they're going to continue destroying all these other nations, but there will come a time when they themselves will be destroyed. Okay, we'll stop here.